All right, welcome back, everyone. Super excited for this deep dive. We got some listener research sent in about, get this, beetles in Sweden.
Oh, cool. Sounds right up my alley.
Yeah, I thought so too. So apparently we're going deep into the world of oak forests, which honestly already sounds fascinating, and some of the creatures that live there.
Oak forests are incredible ecosystems, tons of biodiversity.
Right. Okay, so we're focusing on the work of this master's student, Christopher. And it looks like he's particularly interested in longhorn beetles and this thing called the oak pinhole borer.
Ah, yes, I've heard about that. The oak pinhole borer is actually a relatively new pest in Sweden, which is, you know, concerning.
Okay, so a good beetle, a bad beetle.
Yeah.
Got it. And it looks like he's using these things called pheromone-baited traps from, like, northern Skåne all the way down to Mälardalen.
Wow, that's a pretty impressive study area. He's really covering a lot of ground.
Yeah, it seems like he's trying to get a really good picture of these regional differences in the beetle populations. So can you explain a little bit about those pheromone traps? How do they work?
Sure, yeah. So pheromones are these chemical signals that insects use to communicate with each other. They're super specific. Each species has its own unique pheromone blend. It's kind of like a fingerprint.
So it's like their own language, basically.
Exactly. And it's mostly used for, like, mating. So researchers can actually synthesize these pheromones in a lab and use them to attract specific types of beetles to their traps.
That's so clever. It's like setting out a personalized invitation.
Right. Pretty ingenious, right?
Yeah, no wonder it's such an effective way to study them.
Okay,
so we get how it works, but why should we care about these beetles in Sweden? What makes this research so important?
Well, beetles might seem small and insignificant, but they play a huge role in forest ecosystems. They're involved in decomposition, nutrient cycling, even pollination, some of them.
Really? I never thought about beetles as pollinators.
Yeah, some of them are. It's amazing. Anyway, the point is, by studying beetle diversity, we can learn a lot about the overall health and resilience of a forest. Like, if there is a sudden drop in a certain species, that could be an early warning sign that something's wrong with the ecosystem.
Okay, so it's about the big picture, the whole ecosystem.
Exactly.
All right, let's circle back to these two beetles, our stars of the show. The longhorn and the oak pinhole borer. What makes the longhorn so beneficial?
So, many longhorns are saproxylic, which means they feed on dead or decaying wood.
So, like nature's recyclers.
Exactly. They break down the wood, and that returns all those essential nutrients back to the soil. Plus, they create habitats for other organisms.
Ah, so they're like the cleanup crew, keeping the forest floor tidy and functional.
I like that analogy.
Okay, so then what about the oak pinhole borer? What kind of trouble is it causing?
Well, as the name suggests, it bores into oak trees. It creates these tunnels or galleries inside the wood.
And that's bad because...
Well, all that tunneling weakens the trees. It disrupts the flow of water and nutrients, and it can also make the trees more vulnerable to diseases, especially fungal infections, like oak wilt, which is a big problem.
Oak wilt? What's that?
It's a really nasty fungal disease that can kill oak trees, and it spreads really easily. So if you have a bunch of weakened trees because of these borers, that's like an open invitation for oak wilt to come in and devastate the forest.
So it's not just about a few holes here and there. This beetle could set off a chain reaction.
Exactly. It's a serious concern.
Given that, could Christopher's research actually tell us how big of a threat this borer poses?
Potentially, yeah. By trapping these beetles across such a large area, he's basically creating a map of their distribution, which will show us how common the oak pinhole borer is in different parts of Sweden. And that's really important for early detection and management.
Right, because the sooner you catch it, the better chance you have of controlling it.
Exactly. The more we understand about its spread, the better equipped we'll be to protect those oak forests.
It's incredible to think something as small as a beetle can have such a big impact. It really highlights how interconnected everything is.
Absolutely. And it makes you wonder, you know, what role climate change might be playing in all of this.
Oh, interesting. Could climate change be making things worse?
It's possible. Warmer temperatures might allow the oak pinhole borer to expand its range northward, or it might make the oak trees themselves more susceptible to diseases. It's definitely something to think about.
It's like a puzzle, right? There are all these factors at play.
Yeah, and the more we learn, the more questions we seem to have.
Well, that's science for you. Always pushing the boundaries of what we know. Anyway, this has been a fascinating deep dive. Tons to think about. Thanks so much for walking us through it.
My pleasure. Always happy to talk about beetles.
And to all our listeners out there, keep those research requests coming. We'll see you next time for another deep dive.